Harvey and Sarah exchanged glances and smiles as they walked. Did she feel what he was feeling? Their dogs, Ben and Shayna, stopped and began to sniff the shrubs along the path. Harvey and Sarah stood quietly as the dogs continued their search for whatever had attracted their notice. Then suddenly, Sarah moved toward Harvey, and they kissed. It was surprisingly long, and their tongues met. He felt the clear outlines of her bust as his body pressed against hers. When they parted, he noticed that a casual male stroller who had just passed them turned back, looked at them, and smiled. The sight of two very elderly people kissing and embracing in broad daylight must have certainly seemed bizarre. Indeed, he felt strange himself, part of a confusing spectacle. Such activity, he was certain, was not exactly a common occurrence for people in their time of life. Ben's tug of his leash was the signal for disengagement, and they moved again along the path, still holding hands like young lovers.
"I don't believe this," Sarah said.
"I do," Harvey said, squeezing her hand. "As they say, it's never too late."
He deliberately cut the expressions short.
"Jesus, Harvey, this is crazy, a silly fantasy."
"It's reality to me, Sarah."
"Not at our age, Harvey, really."
"Deny it, then," he asserted, as a kind of tease.
She shrugged and giggled as an answer. They moved toward the exit to the park, holding hands but silent. As the sight of her apartment building loomed closer, he noted again that she looked at her watch.
"You never answered my question, Sarah,"
Harvey said. She nodded, but remained silent.
"Please, Sarah,"
he pressed, squeezing her hand.
"We mustn't leave this hanging."
"I know, Harvey, but I'm not sure how to cope with this."
"Cope? It seems pretty simple to me."
"It is completely unexpected," Sarah said. "I don't think I know how to handle it."
"Normally, when this kind of a relationship ensues, a key factor is proximity."
He chuckled at the formality of his expression.
"I'm ready, willing, and able to pursue this, Sarah. Fact is, you now dominate my thoughts and feelings. I want to be with you as much as possible. Simple as that."
They had reached the entrance to her apartment building, and she turned to face him.
"I understand, Harvey. I really do. My reticence has nothing to do with my feelings. I want to be with you. I really do."
He noted that her lips were quivering.
"I promise you."
She grew silent as he saw the signs of struggle in her expression.
"Promise me what?"
"A full explanation." "Give me time," she whispered.
"Sarah, that's the one thing we have in short supply."
"I'm not blind, Harvey. Please."
She released her hand from his, and the doorman opened the door for her and Shayna. Before she went in, she turned to him.
"Until tomorrow, Harvey, okay?"
"West side?"
"West side."
She turned, entered the lobby, and the door closed behind her.